Is it possible to overcome the evil and eliminate wars? From Kishore Chandiramani. Evil has always existed. So have wars. Does that mean we should make no effort to eliminate them? Philosophers tell us that there is no such thing as good or evil outside of a framework of time, place, and causation. What seems good in one context can appear evil in another. Wars can be described evil, but there is something called holy war as well. During the Second World War, the Americans were not interested in getting involved into a European bloody conflict and lose their men and material. They were opposed to any kind of war, but finally got involved in it, saying, "This is not a war in a conventional sense. It is a war to end a war." In Mahabharata, an ancient Indian epic, the Arjuna, the chief warrior, trembles in the battlefield, seeing his cousins, uncles, teachers in front of him. He chooses not to fight the war and lays down his arms. He says, "I have no desire to win any war at the cost of so many lives of my kith and kin." In response to that, Lord Krishna shows him his universal form, described in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 11, where he sees appearance and disappearance of every living entity. He sees numerous divine beings, countless divine weapons, hundredfold and thousandfold forms, diverse, divine, variegated and manifold, thousands of mouths, stomachs, limbs, infinite and wonderful aspects, uncounted divine ornaments, the light of a thousand suns all at once rising in the sky. Arjuna describes it as many rivers currents converge on the sea. "I see those heroes of human world flowing into your blazing mouth as flying insects propel themselves to death in the brilliant flame. So the worlds impetuously hurl themselves to destruction between your jaws." Krishna says, "Regardless of you, all the warriors stationed in the opposing ranks shall cease to exist. Therefore, go to it, grasp fame. They have already been hewn down by me. Simply be the instrument. Kill Drona, kill Bhishma, kill Jayadrastha and Karna. They are killed by me. Don't waver. You must fight. In battle, you shall overcome your enemies." This is the version of Hindu philosophy which justifies war. Similar accounts are seen in Old Testament in the form of prophecies of war and the day of the Lord, describing the day as, "Wail, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come like destruction from the Almighty." Isaiah 13.6. Does this mean that wars are acts of God, or are they acts of the devil, or maybe both? If one is driven by the desires of the world, that is power, glory, name, fame, money, one may be an instrument in the hands of the dark forces of the world. And if one is driven by no personal desire or ambition, they may be the instruments in the hands of divine energy. Either way, one is engaged in the war. There are religions that don't propound wars: Christianity, Jainism, and Buddhism. According to them, wars cannot undo evil. On the contrary, they perpetrate it. According to them, there is no such thing as a just, fair, or holy war. You can't wipe out evil. You'll be naive if you thought you can eliminate evil from this world. One needs to better understand the evil, listen to it, respond to it in a positive way, contain it, accommodate it into one's psyche and in this world. When Thich Nhat Hanh, a Vietnamese monk who died recently, was asked in a television interview about compassion, what should we do with the perpetrators of the 9/11 attack on the Twin Tower? He said, we must listen to them and understand them first. Theoretically speaking, one can ultimately eliminate the evil from one's psyche, but one can't eliminate evil from this world. Just as one can eliminate disease from one's body, but one can't eliminate disease from this world, although in a limited way one can, just as we have done away with smallpox and polio. Even during the times of Jesus, the Buddha, and Mahavir, who all propounded non-violence and no-war philosophy, there were armies in each kingdom protecting the innocent, and even their monks and nuns from atrocities, torture, murder, and rape by the evil people. The spirituality of the Buddha and Jesus can eliminate the evil from the minds of a few, or perhaps quite a few people, but it can't eliminate the evil in totality from this world. And to stop the evil, sometimes one must wage a war, no matter how small or how big it is. When King Ashoka, a 2nd century BC emperor in India, who was a follower of Buddhism, was asked why he was building such a great army and displaying his powers when he believed in Buddhist philosophy of non-violence, he said, I'm doing this to protect my innocent and weak enemies. I'm displaying the strength so that they, in their foolishness, dare not attack our kingdom and get killed. A deeper analysis of the mind tells us that evil is not the activity of an individual, but something that happens to them. There is a certain degree of weakness in their connection to the positive, which creates an imbalance of forces, and the negative takes charge. The evil happens when the adversities go beyond a limit. In the face of battalions of adverse experiences, one's goodness and resilience breaks down. In the same way, good and love are also not an activity of an individual, but something that happens to them. The good and the evil both spring from the unconscious and the collective unconscious mind in response to a situation and play out on the stage of our conscious mind. If we are a good director, we will try to create harmony between the two rather than decimate one, and the other will also lose its significance as a result. In the drama, we need both heroes and the villains. Otherwise, there'll be no story and no drama. The Eastern approach to life is to transcend beyond good and evil and to hold them together, integrate them. The West saw Putin as an enemy and dealt with him in that way. Things would have been different if they had seen him as a wayward brother. Putin wanted Russia to be a part of a strong, secure, stable, prosperous alliance with other Western countries It was denied to him. I don't know the details of the reasons. He was paranoid, and the West made him more paranoid by stationing all the NATO weaponry and command at his doorsteps and all around Russia, although they had no intention to attack Russia. To conclude, the evil cannot be completely eliminated, but it can be contained through concerted efforts at harnessing the positive energies of this world. The wars can be minimized and eliminated for short periods of time by way of accommodating evil inside the envelope of the good. The evil does bounce back from time to time with a vengeance and dominate the good. And in those times, scriptures tell us that, and I don't know to what extent it is true, that divine beings and energies descend from the heavens to save the mankind. Thank you. This audio was brought to you from the Emotions Clinic Education and Training Center in Stoke-on-Trent, England.